Before we get into it, Joe, I had a great marketing idea this morning.
All right.
We had on Jeff Boron, sendyourkidstocollege.com. He can get a co-fee for this when we take it. And he mentioned, we were talking about community college. You can read more over at WBEN.com about, you know, the value of community college, which it's, is it like widespread to think, he was talking about the stigma against community college kind of stops people from thinking this way, but for a lot of people, it is a great idea to do 2 years of courses and credits at a community college and then transfer that over to a, you know, a larger four-year, right, a larger, more expensive four-year university.
Right. You get the four-year degree, you save the 2 years.
Do a lot of people, you think like that? I think everyone has that in their head. Very few act upon it.
Yeah, I almost did. And I didn't even go to a big university.
Yeah.
But I almost did. And then I decided, well, my old lacrosse coach from my old JV lacrosse coach was involved with Madai lacrosse. I ended up not even playing lacrosse. So I probably should have just gone 2 years to ECC.
Yeah. I wanted to go to the radio station at Brockport. And I wanted to be there for 4 years to do it, to work there. So,
In retrospect, I got this job my sophomore year of college. Well, the job that led to this job.
So
that could have been a big mistake.
But, you know, he was saying there's still a stigma around community college. You don't see a lot of people driving around, you know, with their Lexus with the sticker in the back, like my son goes to ECC. And I, ding, light bulb, we got to start that. If you're ECC, NCCC, let's start. I mean, this is your new marketing. Forget buying TV ads. Forget, you know, ads on buses. This is what you have to do. Seek out Mercedes-Benz owners, Lexus, Lincoln. Give me another one here.
BMW?
Now, are they still, like, considered luxury brand by most people?
It's, hey, you know how we were talking about success a few days ago? It is still a goal of mine to one day own a Beamer.
But you can do that. Like, they're not...
Not yet.
But you can get a stripped-down Beamer for... They're not, like, as unobtainable as a lot of these other cars.
Okay. I think...
Like, you could go get a BMW right now.
I could. I'd be broke.
No, you wouldn't. Like,
I think I would be.
Compared
to a Honda Civic? Yeah, I think I would be.
No, you drive an Accord.
Yeah.
But no, I'm serious. Like, there's a big difference. Like, a really nice, souped-out Honda is on par with some of these BMWs.
Yeah, but I paid Civic price for that Accord. But I think BMW is still... I mean, they have their own dealerships. You know, like...
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
We'll put it there.
I mean, it's not... The ones you listed before, I think, are seen higher than BMW. Yeah. I just think of my neighbor's BMW, and it is just the coolest looking
car. All right, well, BMW allowed. Porsche. Tesla. Yes. I mean, they're lowering prices, but there's still like a little a little bit of snootiness with the Tesla. All of those, you go to the drivers, put this sticker on the back of your car.
Yeah.
ECC sticker on the back of every single one of those brands of cars. It'll do a world of great. And then when somebody goes to the school store and tries to buy an auto sticker, ask to see their keys. Honda, Toyota, no, you're out of here.
Yeah,
no, you can't do it.
We can't have a DCC bumper sticker.
No. So then by like 6 months from now, every time you see a Mercedes, it'll be like ECC on the back. And all of a sudden, opinions start to change.
Yeah, ECC's going places.
I think this is a cost-effective way to put out some advertising.
I like it. You start with the staff. Hey, anyone here drive these cars?
Yes.
Here's your bumper sticker.
It's a mandate.
Yeah.
It's in your next contract.
That's right.
You have to put this... it doesn't even have to be a bumper sticker. Window cling. No permanence.
Right.
We don't want to affect the resale value.
Yeah.
But you have to put this in there.
Yeah. Erie Community College, that thing on, you know, on the back.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like the long strip or whatever. My college gave me one. I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
You're not Harvard.
I had. Now, see, Madai was probably not happy about this. I had it in the back of the PT loser. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty disappointed.
Opposite effect. You want to check your keys before you start giving out these window clings. I don't know. I think it's a great idea. Personally, I you can weigh in on that. Anything else we're talking about today? 803-0930. I'll take my check in the mail.
Okay.
If they do this.
Yeah.
If I start seeing, and all it'll take is one. If I see one on the road, I'll be expecting some payment.
See, I think, like you said, you give them 6 months, and if they see a hike in tuition, if they see a hike in attendance, applications, they go, oh, this is Mazurowski. We probably should give him something.
Let's go. Joe, there's two types of people in this world.
Yes.
When somebody says, all right, we're having, we're having pizza. What's your reaction?
My reaction's like, oh, yeah, let's go. Pizza day.
Okay. My reaction, where from?
And that's a fair reaction. Here's what I think. If someone's saying we're getting pizza, I assume it's a local place. And if that's the case, I'm on board.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm the same way exactly.
I actually lied. If you're saying we're getting pizza, you know what I always say. Make sure you get some blue cheese.
The pizza?
I like to dip my pizza in blue cheese.
Okay. I'm a where from person. I think that matters a lot. We were talking about this like very briefly the other week. And how I, with wings, and I think I've said this before on the air, you know, anytime we talk about, you know, best wings in Buffalo, I, like, there's a few standouts.
Yes.
And then everyone else is kind of the same. And that's not a bad thing. It's not like you've fallen into mediocrity. I think everyone else is, like, generally really good. And there's only two standouts is if you have a bad one, that's, like, super surprising.
Yes.
And I mark it, and I never go there again. And then there's, like, a couple of ones that stand out. I've always said, like, Duff's, for example, is a standout. It's not necessarily my favorite, but it's, you know, when you're eating a Duff's wing. I don't know necessarily if I'm eating a, you know, wing from Pizzeria X versus Pizzeria Y.
But they'll be good.
But they're going to be good. I just can't really distinguish them. They might even taste a little bit different, but I can't make that distinction. And you said you were the same way with pizza.
Yes, I am the same way with pizza. Wings, obviously, I have a bias, but Duff's wings are my favorite. I think they're blue cheese and the size of the wing. Duff's, I think, has the best wings in Buffalo. But when it's pizza, I think Buffalo pizza is excellent. Now, I have some places I like. If I'm in the mood for a New York slice, I might go to one place over the other, Brian. But if I'm at your house and you're telling me I'm getting pizza, I assume it's not from a national place. I assume, yeah, Brian, get me a cup of blue cheese to dip that slice in.
I think the pizza is wild. It doesn't mean that there's a lot of bad pizza here, but the quality of your meal is going to vary wildly depending on where you get the pizza from.
See, I think, and we're talking about pizza places.
Yes. Some
blank pizzeria or something like that.
Not Domino's, not Pizza Hut.
Right. I think the worst Buffalo local slice is better than the best national slice.
I don't know. What do you think? 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. We'll go to Tammy in Buffalo. Tammy, are you rocking that ECC sticker?
No, but I just wanted to clarify. Are you telling people to go out and find Mercedes and luxury cars and put a bumper sticker?
No. I'm saying that ECC is a college. No, don't do that.
Yes, I know.
They need to go and find out whoever's driving these cars and say, hey, take this sticker. We will pay you to drive around with the sticker or window cling or whatever it is on there.
Uh-huh. I'm glad I heard that wrong then.
And Tammy, I almost said that. I said, well, ECC should just go during Bills games and find expensive cars.
There's a difference between the Brian and Joe ideas.
You guys are recorded now. So if I see an ECC sticker on my car, I'm coming to sue you.
Yeah. All right, Tammy, thank you. I thought that was pretty clear.
Yes, yes.
That's a college marketing. You have to go out and pay the
people. I almost did say that, and I'm glad I didn't.
Well, you just did.
And I said I almost said it.
But on the pizza thing, I couldn't disagree more with, like, everyone is generally good. I think every pizza place I've had is pretty much, it's very distinct. You could not tell me.
Distinct, yeah. But I think it's all good.
No. You haven't had bad pizza?
I've had
around here.
I've had bad pizza from good places, maybe a bad pie, but that wouldn't stop me from going back to that place because I've had very good experiences at that place. I've never had a consistently bad slice of pizza from a local Buffalo pizza joint.
Ooh, I have.
I have my go-to like four places, right? So maybe that plays into it as well. But when I've been over to
people. But why are they your go-to places?
Because they're very good.
Because they're good.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
But as I told you yesterday, I just added a place to that because I did go to a place I had never tried before, and it was delicious. I can't remember ever being at someone's house or being somewhere and getting a buffalo slice of pizza and going, oh my gosh, this is awful. I'm never going back. Again, it might not be my favorite, but I would always say it was good pizza.
I hardly ever say it's awful. But there's definitely ones where I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting this again. It's just, it's not happening again.
Possibly. I also always give places the benefit of the doubt that maybe I got a bad batch. Maybe I got a bad pie.
You can tell when that happens, though. I can tell when I go to a place and I open it up, I'm like, this is not necessarily the way it's supposed to be. Especially if it's a place you go to often. Like
right.
This is, you know, not the best pizza. Which, by the way, like, I don't care if it's just a, you know, that wasn't a great pie. A pizza's like $25.
Yes.
So there's no more room for error. Like, I'm not as forgiving as I once was with like, this pizza isn't as good as it normally is when the price is now above $20 to get a pizza.
Yeah, there's like you said, there's little room for error.
But there
if that comes out of the oven and you notice it, you should probably say, we need to remake this.
But there are like places that, I mean, the sauce is... So sweet,
yeah,
or a tangy sauce.
I like both.
But there's a huge difference.
What do you prefer? Like what?
I like a tangy sauce, and if I know that there's a place that has a sweet sauce,
automatically out.
I mean, It's not gonna make my list of places to go to.
Interesting.
If I, you know, to the example of the question, you know, oh, we're having pizza tonight. Where from? And you say a place where I know the sauce isn't as good. I'm less excited.
Okay.
The cheese matters. I mean, people use not only different cheese, different amounts of cheese. They have different cheese policies. I love a place that'll put your cheese right to the edge of the crust.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Not everyone does that. They leave a thick, meaty crust on there with no cheese spread whatsoever. Some places routinely will let the sauce go onto the crust without a cheese cover, resulting in a burnt sauce that's never good. It ruins just a plain crust.
Yes, but again, to me, it doesn't ruin. I also dip my slice in blue cheese, so maybe I'm not the best person to comment on this because mine's always hinted by that cup of blue cheese.
Here's another thing that will skew this. I feel like you buy a lot of slices of pizza.
Yeah, I'm a slice guy. Yeah, yeah.
Which I will never. Like, pizza in my house, like, no one's going out and buying a slice of pizza where it's pizza for us and whoever's over. And that's when we have pizza. Like, we're getting a full pizza.
Yeah. There are times, you know, I'd say probably once or twice a month we get the full pizza. But there are times for lunch, I'm driving around. I'm going back from the gym. I know, defeats the purpose. Cheap slice right in the same plaza. I'll grab that for lunch.
But it's a big difference between slices and pizzas.
Yes.
Some places you can get a slice and it's fine. But their pizza? You order for a bunch of people? Not so much.
Yeah, there might be places that don't have the best party pizzas, and you know not to go there for a big party pizza.
But I mean, but that's a real thing. Like, there are places that have, if you get large or bigger, you're all of a sudden dealing with a pizza that you have to eat with a knife and fork if you're anywhere near the middle. And I don't want that. And if it, like, that's how they make their pizza.
So that's when you go.
I'm not going back.
I like my pizza well done. One of the places on my go-to list, if you don't say well done... to me, it's not fully done, right? So I say well done, and that middle is now not as gooey.
All right, you could do that. But here's the problem. Here in Western New York, there's a good pizza place on every single corner.
Yeah.
So if I have to instruct you how to make a good pizza, I'm going to go to the other place.
But if your only thing wrong with this pizza... is the gooiness in the middle. Everything else was right on par for you. You know what I mean? Like the place I'm thinking of, Their pizza's always on par. I just want them to leave it in the oven a little longer. It's worth it to me because I think overall the pizza is so good. But I also get what you're saying. Like, this place is also good, and I don't have to instruct them and risk that note not getting to the person in the kitchen.
But I feel like you're coming around, though, to there are pretty significant differences between Buffalo pizzas. Just because you like them all, there are, unlike what I said with wings, where to me, I mean, literally, the wings are the same in 80% of places you go. They're the same and they're good at 80% of the places you go to in Western New York. Pizza, place to place, is not that way. They all have their quirks, their differences.
But to your setup, if someone says, we're getting pizza, right? My automatic reaction is, like, oh, I hope it's not from A, B, or C, because I know it will at least be good. Yes, there are three that I think are superior, right? And if you're at my house, that's where you're getting pizza from. But it doesn't take away from it because I still, every Buffalo pizza I've tried has at least been good.
I've had bad pizza.
I don't disagree that there's superior and then just mediocre Buffalo pizza.
But I've had bad.
Again, my only experiences with bad have been, I think I just had a bad pizza because I've gone back and it's been at least good. There are places that I voluntarily wouldn't go, Brian. But what I'm saying is I wouldn't be upset if I was at your house and you said, we're getting pizza from here. Okay, it's good enough. It's Buffalo pizza.
I would want you to tell me, I would want you to go, really?
Well, no, that would be rude. I would never say that.
No, it wouldn't. We're getting pizza. Where from? I don't know, probably from X, Y, or Z. Can we not do Z?
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, as working in a pizzeria as long as I did, I do know that some people just have a bad day. And I always give it the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I'm just looking at it the wrong way.
I remember going to a pizza. It's no longer there. It changed names a couple times. We would go to a lot on Sheridan Drive, right around here in the town of Tonawanda, it would be. Right next to where the old Dave and Adams was, in that same strip plaza. And they had, I liked it. You could never eat it cold because they used, I think it was fake cheese.
Well, that's not good.
But I liked it. But like, I could see someone walking in there and saying, this is a bad pizza because of this. But it was wildly different. It's a Buffalo pizzeria. It, completely different from any other pizza. Mark in Amherst is an ECC grad. Mark, do you put the sticker on your car?
I do have an ECC sticker on my car, and I actually did graduate from UB after ECC. And my friends make fun of it. I drive a Audi,
yes,
a higher end Audi. You know, Audi RSQ8. It's a pretty nice car.
Oh, look at you!
I know. I have a good job. And honestly, comparing the teachers that I had at ECC to the teachers that I had at UB, I mean, there are great teachers at UB, but a lot of those professors there are paid to do research and they don't know how to talk in a classroom. Whereas the ECC teachers, they're there because they like teaching and they know their stuff. At least, you know, the first 2 years of college stuff, they're excellent at it. And I feel I got a better first 2 years education than my second two.
Mark, I would just tell you, because we're doing this show, take the sticker off for a little bit and put a price tag on it. You know, call them up like, hey, I've got this sticker on the back of my Audi. It's pretty good advertising for you. How much is it worth?
You know, I do donate a little bit of money to them when they ask for their campaigns and such, but I don't know. I feel a little guilty asking for some back.
I don't know. Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. There you go. He's got it on the Audi. That's some great advertising.
By the way, before we go to break, because I see a few texts coming in, I don't mean gas station pizza. We are talking about pizzerias around Western New York. Not a place that might just serve pizza. Places that are known for pizza. It's got to have pizzeria.
Yeah, it's a pizza place.
Yes, pizza place. Not some place that, you know, halfway down the menu, oh, they added pizza. No, pizza place is what we're talking about. I don't want to confuse, because I have had bad pizza. I'm just saying, I think all the Buffalo pizza I've had, maybe there's a place I'm not thinking of, it's at least been good.
No. I mean, you're operating under the, well, here's, it's the timeless question. People say, even bad pizza is still pizza. That's your mindset. I say bad pizza can be bad.
Bad pizza can be bad. I'm saying the Buffalo-style pizza I have known to be consistent. Now, yes, there are places that stand out and they're great, but the others, they're consistent. Again, mine might be clouded by the blue cheese, the globs of blue cheese I put on my slice.
That might do something, too. What do you think? 803-0930, B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN. So we are back here. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. We were talking about Buffalo Pizza. I think here is my... We ended up like going back and forth of whether or not there's bad Buffalo Pizza.
Right.
But that's I don't think that's the original question. The way that I like think about this.
I was answering your original question on if someone said we're ordering pizza.
Yes. And I think what that means is like, okay, when I look at wings, you gave me wings from five pizza places across Buffalo. I mean, unless it is like one of these standout ones that is unique in their flavor, I couldn't tell you, even if you gave me a list of the five, which one would go to which place. If I put five pieces of pizza in front of you without a list from Western New York, I think, now, I mean, there's a lot of pizza places, a lot of pizza, and you might not have had them all, but like, I think you could pinpoint, even just by the way it looks, what pizzeria that came from. To show that there is a distinction in pizza from place to place.
Yes, and I'm not saying there's no distinction. All I'm saying is the worst local Buffalo place that I've had, I still think would be decent. Maybe good was too strong. Decent. I wouldn't be upset if I'm at someone's house and that's what they're ordering.
I think you're just saying that pizza is always decent. You just like pizza.
Buffalo pizza. I mean, I've had a dollar slice in New York that was awful, right? I've had national pizza outside of here that was awful. I think local Buffalo pizza places, I've never had something that was just so brutal. You know what I mean? I've had worse pizza other places, I guess. But as I thought during the break, Brian, I haven't been to that many because I like to stay at my own places, right? So I really haven't ventured out to too many other Buffalo places. And there have been times where I've been at someone's house and they've ordered pizza and I didn't ask where it was from, but I didn't think it was bad. So I guess that's what I'm basing it off of.
Yeah, I guess. There is a distinction, though.
I don't disagree, yes.
Do you think you could do that if I put like five slices in front of you?
Yeah.
You could pinpoint?
I mean, number one, I could see, all right, which ones aren't triangle slices, right?
Because I mean, that's a big one. Yeah. Just the look of how the cheese lays on the thing.
The crust.
How many herbs are in the cheese.
Yeah.
The crust, cheese cover, maybe even the smell a little bit.
The sauce.
The type of pepperoni.
Yep.
Wedges.
That's a big one.
Circles.
Another thing that I was thinking about, there is a place that I am not the biggest fan of their cheese and pepperoni. Again, I wouldn't say it's bad. I'm not a fan of it. But they have a chicken finger pizza that, Brian, I could eat that every day. I think it's the best. But their cheese and pep, it's okay. Are you a specialty pizza guy?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay.
I'm a very plain jam. I'm a cheese and pepperoni all the way. I'm just like wondering, like, what's bad? Give me an example of bad food to you.
Bad food? Oh, put me on the spot. I mean, things I've had that were really bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've had a bad steak. I've had bad chicken fingers. I've had bad sauces, right? You go to a place and they give you a dipping sauce and it just wasn't the best that day.
So, but like, you can go to a place, you get a bad steak. It's a great example. Because you can absolutely ruin a steak.
Overcooked.
You can even undercook it, in a way. If it's a certain cut, and you can ask for, I typically like a medium rare steak.
Yeah.
If it's a certain cut of steak or something else is different, like, you can still undercook that, in a way.
You're right. My experience has been more overcooked. That's when I really get upset. When there's no pink and I ask for medium
rare. But, like, you're upset there if someone gives you a bad steak, but you wouldn't be upset if someone gives you a bad pizza.
I would if it was a bad pizza. If it was like an awful... like I said, there have been places outside of Buffalo pizzerias where they served me something and I said, what's this? I mean, it was awful. There was no taste. Tastes like cardboard.
To that point, and you know, just because we're talking about food and this popped in my head, because I heard this a while ago, it was an ad for chefs. And it, like, in the ad, it mentioned how, you know, everyone knows chefs. Like, everyone's been to chefs. And I thought, well, like, that's probably not true, but it is at the same time. What are the places in Western, and I mean, this doesn't just have to be a restaurant, but, like, what are the places around town where you are surprised when someone says they've never been to? Right? Like, because I would say probably most people in Western New York haven't been. But I'm still, if you tell me, oh, I've never been to Chef's, I'm still surprised, especially if you're someone who's been living here your entire life.
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. I mean, to go on Duff's Anchor Bar, are you surprised if someone says they haven't been?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, those two I would put up there, like, you haven't been to either, not even the original. You haven't been to, like, either anywhere in Western New York by now? Like, that is kind of surprising to me. A Chef's is, like, one of those that's surprising. It shouldn't be. Chef's is, it's just a place that I kind of think everyone ends up at some point. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you might not even be intending to go there. It could be for someone else's birthday or something like that. You would eventually find yourself there if you've been living in Buffalo for 20 years.
Yeah. No, the original Chef's, and let me tell you, when they were out in Amherst, Brian, I went there a few times before they closed that location.
Like, I'm not a big, if I'm going out for dinner and spending going out for dinner prices, I have to admit, Italian is not on my list. My wife hates me for this because she loves, like, getting Italian food at restaurants and everything. To me, Italian food, and this also plays into me being, like, kind of a plain type of person. Italian food for me, I can't wrap my head around paying restaurant prices for something I feel like I can make at home just as good.
To a point. But Italian food also, I think, if you were talking about paying to go out, it's the best value because most Italian places are huge servings.
But, like,
so if you're going out, you're going to pay going out prices anyway. I think Italian places, you get the most bang for your buck.
That is another part of it, though. Like, what am I going to do with all this leftover spaghetti?
You got lunch for
tomorrow. They're humongous servings. They're, like, borderline ridiculous servings. And I like to clean my plate. Like, I waddle out of an Italian restaurant. But I guess the point is, I don't like going out for Italian. I've been to Chef's, like, a handful of times. And I would never, you know, choose Italian.
Right.
But I've been there because it's like one of these Western New York institutions, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's... See, I would say that most people have been to Chef's if you've been living in Western New York for more than 10 years.
I don't think so.
Ended up at Chef's.
I don't think so. I think it would still be under half... But I'm still surprised.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised. I mean, what are some of the other places? Like, people who have never been to a Bills game.
I was just going to say that. The stadium. You've never been to the stadium.
Isn't that kind of wild?
Do you think that number is
like even when no one
over
went?
Half?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, over half that haven't?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think at least half of Western New York. If you've been here for 10 years or more, most Western New Yorkers have been to the stadium.
Think about it. I'm been to a Bills game.
You're saying Bills game. Okay.
Been to a Bills game. There's only 8 of them a year.
Yeah.
If you're not like a, you know, a Bills fan, like go to the game person, I would say it's under half of people in Western New York have ever been to a Bills game.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
I say that, and still if someone said to me, I've never been, I'd be like, huh?
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. I have to think... In the really crappy years when tickets were easy to get, people have found themselves inside
of Bills.
No one
was there. I mean, you saw it. No one was there.
Yeah, but a lot. No one was there, but I think back to the awful years, and, you know, I would just throw my tickets at people. And I know someone who had never been to a game before that went during those crappy years because they got tickets for free. They were to walk inside.
Part of me thinks this might be really stupid. I am more surprised when someone says they've never been to a Sabres game than says they've never been to a Bills game.
More games a year?
There's more games a year. You've had a lot of years where there's very accessible tickets, like you just said.
Yeah.
Like, there happen, you know, I work on Sunday, like, my entire life. Like, they're all the time, right?
If you get free Sabre tickets, that can set up a night out downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff to do around the arena.
I'm more surprised at that than the Bills thing. I'm surprised at both. I still think, and I don't know about the Sabres, I still think for the Bills, it's under half of people.
That's interesting.
In Western New York.
I was going to Bills games before I lived in Buffalo. So for me, like, that's why it's hard to believe.
We'll go to Jim in Tonawanda. Jim, pizza. If I put five slices of pizza from Buffalo in front of you, how many do you think you could get right and pinpoint where they're from?
Really? Right now, Good Guys in the North Tonawanda. And that's probably about it. I mean, the pizza around here is very good. But Good Guys, it's like when you order a large, it's like you're getting double of everything. You know, your ingredients, the cheese. It is good.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Jim. I've had it. You have to be in the mood for it because of what Jim said. Is there a pizza that's too heavy? Can that be true?
That is a good point. There is a pizza that, like you said, you have to be in the mood for it. If you're doing nothing the rest of the day, you can have that pizza.
Like, in most cases, I want to be able to pick up the pizza and eat it and not have it flop off.
Yeah.
So you got to be, I like that place. I like it well done.
That's what I'm saying. I like all my pizza well
Which
done.
Which is to say, it's I don't not, frequently go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just plays into it. The Botanical Gardens, Joe.
Yeah, that's one. There's so many events
there. Are you surprised if someone says they've never been there before?
Well, I would, but I didn't go to the Botanical Gardens until I was in my mid-20s. So,
still went. I'm surprised just because I assume that's a field trip for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been outside of a school field trip.
Okay.
It's one that someone would say, like, oh, I've never been there. I'd be like, wow, really? But at the end, you're talking about a garden.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are going out of their way to look at a garden? I mean, beautiful, you know, great place. But
see, I would think more people would be there because of the events that have been held there. There, you know, during the summer, there's a lot of events at the Botanical Garden.
Yeah, that's maybe right. The Albright Knox.
That's another one. If I've been, I'm not even a fan of art, and I've been.
You know what took me to get what it took to get me to the Albright Knox for the very first time in my life, having lived in Buffalo, I was 21. I don't know if that gives you a hint.
First Friday when the bar was open?
No, when I said 21, I meaning the year, was when they had a Sabres 40th anniversary exhibit.
Ah.
It was all photos of Sabres throughout the history, and then they had every NHL trophy on display at the Albright Knox. That was my first time there.
So
to look at pictures of hockey.
For me, it was...
Sorry, Pollock.
For me, it was First Friday, when they would do the First Friday and they'd have the bar, and I went with a group of people. That was my Albright Knox experience.
More people. And again, this is like me just spitballing, going off my gut. I think more people in Western New York have been to a Bisons game than have been to a Sabres or a Bills game.
I want to agree
with
that.
People who have lived here for the last 35 years, I think, you know, if you got every single one of them in a room and you did the whole survey, like, it's impossible to survey, right? I think more of them would say, I've been to a Bisons game than would answer yes to I've been to a Bills game or a Sabres game.
I will agree with that. You're talking about people who have lived and worked in Buffalo because, again, I'll go back to the events. Work events at the stadium, right? I know a lot of companies around here, they'll rent out that outfield and they'll bring the whole company. And just like I said about the Bills in the mid-2010s, easy to get tickets.
If you have kids,
that's
I assume
one.
You've been to a Bisons game.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of... That is one I would legitimately be like, really? You know, you don't even have to like baseball, like to just end up at a game. I've been to Bisons games and left before the first pitch.
Yes, you have. Does that count as being at the game?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I had the ticket. It was scanned and they counted me in the attendance. So I'm going to count myself too.
I mean, my nephew's won. He's been to a Bisons game.
Right. Like so. kidsman, I don't know if I would take my youngest to a Bisons game this year.
Right.
But I'll be taking my 3-year-old again.
Did you get the certificate? This is my first Bisons game?
No. You know what? And I didn't know they did that for Sabres until like his fifth Sabres game.
Well, I didn't know they did that for Sabres.
Someone told me, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of a lie. If I, you know, could I get like a retroactive one to, you know, last year or something like that? But it didn't work.
I'll throw one out there, and I could be way off on this, but I'm thinking of there are certain bars in Buffalo that I would be surprised if, especially someone our age, said they've never been. Mr. Goodbar.
Can you give me an example?
Mr. Goodbar.
I would. If you said that and you're kind of our age, any age.
Yeah.
I would say, wow, really?
That would be surprising to me. It probably is just like Bill's games. I'm sure less than
I would
half.
Add Kohl's right next to it.
Yeah.
This happened to me. This is why now you're bringing it back to why this topic is even in my head in the first place. Because this happened to me. When would this have been? 5 months ago at Kohl's with a bunch of friends, including friends from out of town who were from Buffalo. And he said, oh, I've never been here before.
Wow.
And I went, oh, how?
Yeah.
Like, that was my reaction. And I think that's why this is in the back of my head to begin with.
I'm glad you agree with me, because as I was saying it, I was thinking, maybe that's because I went to college right down the street. But I think it's a popular strip of bars into your 20s. Like, I don't think it's just a college thing. And that's why I think it is.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if you said, I've never been to Mr. Goodbar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so. I think so, too. And there's probably a few other
Wegmans
things.
Is that?
That would be an obvious one, right? Like, yeah. I don't think you could find that many people
who've never been to a Wegmans.
Who, you know, say they've never stepped foot in Wegmans or Tops. Experiences like I've never done the blank. Like, I've never been to, not run in, been to the Turkey Trot.
I was going to say that, yeah.
I always have a little bit of surprise in my... You know, if you say I've never run the Turkey Trot, I'm not surprised.
Right.
But you've never been to it, like around it or anything like that, I do have a little bit of surprise in my face.
I would be surprised by that, yeah. And again, the Turkey Trot, I didn't go until my mid-20s. But you're right, there are so many people that take it in. They know someone there, so they're going to hang out afterwards. Yeah.
I think that's one of those events. And on our text board, we have a couple of people. Someone said Mighty Taco. Yeah, that would be one.
Mighty Taco.
If you're 14 years old in Western New York, you're probably there every week.
Yes.
Unless things have drastically changed in the last decade or so. The Bisons game, a couple of people saying, I would be surprised if someone said they'd never gone. As someone else saying, been here since 1990. I've been to see the Bisons, never been to the Bills or the Sabres.
Erie County Fair.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if someone said they'd never go. Yeah. Or they've never been.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been once, ever.
Just to experience it.
Just to see
people talk about it.
What it's all about. And it wouldn't surprise me to say, like, yeah, I've been once, and I've seen what I need to see. But it would surprise me if you've never been.
I am not. I mean, no offense. There's some great people that are involved. I'm not the biggest fan of fairs, of the Erie County Fair. It's big. But I find myself there every year. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people fall into that category.
Yeah. Well, just wait.
And we're going to be there to see Chubby Checker. So,
be careful with your use of we. Klein Hands, I think it would be another one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised. That's more of a, I'm surprised if you've lived here your whole life and never been, because I just assume everyone's had a field trip there.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of things that fall into that category. If you grew up here and never went to, like, Becker Farms, like, all these places that are, like, yep, the field trip staples, the zoo, all these things, I'm like, did you really go to school here?
I graduated. My graduation ceremony was at Clyhands. So, I mean, right there is I've been there for other things, but yeah, I mean, a lot of things are involved with Clyhands, and you're right, field trips when we were younger. Are field trips still a thing? Have they come back since COVID? Are kids going on field trips?
Oh, yeah. They're okay. Going on field trips. Back to back on our text board, someone said the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yes.
And then another person says, I've never been to a single parade here since I've lived in Buffalo. And
that's surprising.
That's more surprising. I would not be surprised if someone said they've never been to the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Really? Okay.
I would not be surprised.
If you've been here, again, more than a decade, I would be surprised if you haven't ventured downtown. It's one of those things just to experience it.
I am surprised to someone who says, I've never been to a parade in Buffalo.
I'm surprised both.
4th of July, Memorial Day, like there's parades all over Western New York at all times. You've never been to a single parade. That's when I get surprised.
You know what I'd say? I'd be surprised if you said, I've never gone to a Dingus Day event. And you've lived in Buffalo
your whole life. I wouldn't be surprised.
Because the way every year it gets more and more popular, and you haven't gone just to venture to a party.
Maybe 10 years from now, it'll fit into the category.
It's working its way up there?
Maybe it is, but as it stands right now, you know me, I'm big a Dingus Day horn tooter. But I don't think I could be surprised by that
right now. Hey, tomorrow you get 5 hours of Mazeroski and then 5 hours of Beamer in the intersection, this show.
That's right. We'll be back. WBEN.